Thanksgiving, everybody, and welcome to another thankful episode of Just Saying with Justin Martindale. I'm Justin Martindale, and I have a bountiful feast of an episode, a cornucopia of sorts, one of my best friends in the entire world. We had him on briefly to tell his viral plane episode that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
You know him from The People's Couch on Bravo. You know him from A Very Sordid Wedding. Producer, actor, writer, my friend, Emerson Collins.
Oh, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize this was the thankful episode. I have to go.
Oh.
I don't have anything to be... Like, what if I'm like, that's like a penis gargle.
It's a turkey gobble.
I mean, Mitch McConnell, what?
Oh, like, no. You're my favorite turkey. How are you?
Fine. Stuffed. What?
Tell us about what your travels. You just came back from like a whole thing.
I was in Pensacola, the center of the Redneck Riviera, and Birmingham. We went to a LGBTQ film festival.
Okay.
Gays and Movies. And then in Birmingham, we did a fundraiser for a theater there. But I forgot about parts of the Deep South. You know, you get off the airplane and there's all of those men in that category that they're like hot but hate crimey.
Yes.
You know, it's like, are you military? Are you friendly? Are you Bubba?
It's your favorite day, January 6th.
Are you going to beat me?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, right. I forgot about all that.
Yeah.
But I was like, ooh, hey.
Did you feel, was it like rough trade?
Just the
like,
roughest.
The roughest
yeah,
of trade.
Yeah, but like clean rough, you know, not like unbathed, just sort of rough around the edges, like pickup truck,
take you down on a date, pick up some roadkill.
Yeah, you know, it's like, are we going to the farm to make out or like get murdered? Who knows? You know, risk
the day
it all.
Is young. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was great.
Good. And did you have any flight drama at all?
No.
No?
It was so disappointing. And Dell and I were on this plane together. At one point, he was like, we should just do it, which is what, you know, we got to
keep them in the first place. Oh, my God, just start moaning?
Uh-huh. But like he said, but this time it should be like lady moans, like, you know, for variation.
Yes, moaning.
Like the sequel.
There is no gender in moaning, I think. And
correct.
I feel like female moaning needs to be brought back as well.
The
as
representation.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Emerson was on this flight. Like, it went viral where, like, there was some glitch in the matrix.
That is what they say. It was fully Keanu Reeves somewhere on the plane.
Like this.
Not like this.
The intercom came on and you just heard weird sounds.
Uh-huh.
And you put it up on TikTok and made it all over the world.
And here we are.
Yeah.
But nothing. No, so disappointed. We did have, though, on our flight home yesterday, at one point, the gentleman in the hate crimey category sitting behind me went, no!
What?
Like that. And my soul prolapsed out of my body.
A soul lapse.
A soul lapse, if you will. Uh-huh. Correct. And I turned, he must have been watching some sort of sporting endeavor, I presume, you know, from the world of the straights men's.
Sure.
And then again, no one turned. And I was like, okay, great. We're just all fine with that. And then someone's service dog went running up the aisle. And I was like, well, it's not quite puke yank, but it's at least eventful.
Yeah. As long as like no one's feet or like.
Oh no. We've only had like the foot up on the armrest, same guy. Like that thing where the shoe is just appearing.
No!
Like in your armpit. Like, I don't know if that's a weird sex thing. Like, you know, fucking an armpit.
It's just gross.
But I was like, who raised you?
I know. That's what just freaks me out about traveling for the holidays. Like, I'm staying in town.
Because
for
of
Thanksgiving.
People.
Just people. And then, like, I think we're traveling for Christmas. And I'm just like, all right, I can just suck it up and let's go. But I will say something. They say, if you see something,
if you
say
see something.
Say,
I did not say anything to his
see,
shoe.
And I will look at that person and be like, I see something.
And I'm saying it.
And I'm saying something.
Yeah.
And you can't be mad at me if I see it.
Right. But I don't want to end up in someone else's viral, like, holiday travel video. As,
we
you know,
talked
getting,
about that last week.
Getting a little bit like, oh, no, my mouth ran away from my very thin, tiny, frail body.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, in a fight.
And everyone's like, look at this crazy person who's confronting
right
somebody. You're like, I have a name. And they're like, we don't care.
But like, flight passenger, crazy person on plane. I'm trying to hit all of the different, you know, flight categories.
Yeah. Well, here is a story.
Do we have stories?
We have stories. But then I want to, like, talk about, like...
Thanks,
and like our friendship, and like stories of our years past.
Uh huh. Yesteryear.
About being thankful, and
I wrote them all down in a quill in my book, my diary,
candlelit,
and
of
brought
course.
them.
But we've been friends for, you're my longest friend since, you know, like X amount of years.
Since we graduated from the high school.
X amount of years. But yeah, people are trash still, and that's not, you're not one of them. But I just read this. I read this recently. There's now 8 billion people on the earth.
That's enough. We have done too much.
Yeah. And 7,999,999 of those are Nick Cannon's children.
You know, I mean, like, good for him. You know, just
no!
populating a commune.
Ugh.
But also, like, what's the journey of the women in this, right? Because this wasn't like, oh, I'm having a new baby, and now I'm having a new baby, and like...
Well, I can say this because we talked about this at one of our Juicy Scoop Lives with Heather McDonald.
Do tell.
One of her listeners said that... he has a disease that affects the kidneys.
Oh.
And so I don't know exactly what the disease is called, but they said you can get up to 3 kidney transplants in your lifetime.
Right.
And if you...
Stop. He is not making matches for his kidney. Oh, no.
He's like harvesting the children.
No.
Yes.
No, no, no.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, no.
Just
at some point,
saying.
Doesn't his cannon have to start shooting blanks like... That is a lot.
I mean, he just had his 12th kid. I mean, are we going to get an annual calendar at this point?
Oh, like the advent of cannons?
Yeah.
Like at Christmas?
A
like
cannon,
you open
a
each
calendar.
One and there's like, it's a new cannon baby?
Mm-hmm.
Just shot right out.
But they have to like be dressed in the holiday according to that month.
I mean, 12, that's enough to do like, yes, one calendar.
A full calendar.
But also like, bless the heart, like who gets March? You think about the like those poor calendars. Like you
why?
Can always tell, like,
I have a March birthday.
I know, but like, what do you do? Like the Ides of March at Tubruté. Like, what
no,
do
you dress up like a leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes Easter's in March.
The like one rando year. Like, look at you, March. Like defending March with like, we get Easter once every 8 years.
We and
March
there's
sucks.
Also spring break.
Sorry, March birthday people, but just saying. Spring break. Stop. Then I want you to make a calendar and just do March as just spring break.
Yeah.
Like South Padre, we're doing it.
I did love this video, though. Somebody did this. The National Geographic determined what Americans will look like in 2050, and they're all Nick Cannon.
Wait, do you remember our freshman year at Baylor when we all went to South Padre for spring break?
Yes.
And like, I didn't have a hotel room for the last 3 nights. I'm pretty sure we slept one night on the beach. We went to that like Frog's place because Sir Mix-a-Lot was playing and he did Big Butts and then everyone left because they're like, that's the only song any of these like white people from colleges know.
Yeah. What about it?
What a time. No, just reminded me of that.
Oh, yeah. And that was the night. That was one of the nights. Well, one of the nights.
When two became one?
When two became one. Not the Spice Girls song, but that's when we... Didn't we go to Mexico?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We crossed the border and like went to Mexico.
Yeah.
And...
Ended up in like a fight in a drive-through parking lot.
Oh,
if I recall. Yeah.
Who got in that fight? Was it me?
It definitely was not me.
No, we did not.
I'd always had like a big mouth and stood in the back.
Yeah, I'm like, you can hurt my body,
like,
just don't hurt my face.
I'm going to yell things and then run fast.
Yeah.
I'm not like for the fisticuffs.
I didn't do that, but that was the night that like I was dating a girl.
You were.
And we had not had sex yet.
Full copulation.
And everybody was pressuring us to have sex.
Did you that night?
No.
No.
But I will say.
In the butt? Was it?
We went home or back to the hotel. I think everybody else stayed out.
Yep.
And we were like, let's just do this already.
You're like, let's just get it done with. That's
get it
definitely
done.
The romance everyone thinks of
it
for the first time.
It was just a chore. I was like, just shut up and let's go.
Cinderella over here. Like, okay, fine. Sweep the floors. Break the hymen. Do the tasks.
Oh, God. Not break the hymen. Gross. Thanksgiving. Well, on a Thanksgiving
thankful.
Episode.
How else do you get the stuffing? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Great. We're doing great.
And... So we took off all of our clothes and she started like, you
laughing,
know,
pointing,
foreplaying,
filleting. Uh-huh. The member.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I did what every other straight guy does when that is happening. I fell asleep.
Oh.
I fell asleep and I woke up to one of our friends at the time over me. And he woke me up. He's like, dude, wake up. And I was like, huh? And I looked down and all of my clothes were put back on me.
Oh.
Did I ever tell you this?
No.
Yeah. Fully.
Wait, she redressed
she
you?
She redressed me.
She said, oh, my man. But also, why did you wake up like Ebenezer Scrooge?
Is it Christmas Day?
The ghost of girlfriend's past.
Like, but He's like, yeah, what's going on? Your girlfriend's on the beach crying. And I was like, oh, well, shit. And
so I fell asleep in her mouth.
Oh, my God. And I ran out to the end to the beach and she was crying out there. And I was like, hey, so what's wrong?
Was she like topless on horseback with the wind blowing in her hair?
No, she had her clothes back on. But she was like, that was the first time I've ever done that. And you fell asleep. And I was like, oh, no, you're going to hate what I'm going to have to say in a couple months from now.
Right. It's only going to get worse. Someone should warn you. You should run now.
I know. And that was the, yeah.
That was the time. Spring break.
Spring break.
Well, so March. Why don't you reenact that for the calendar we were talking about?
You're welcome. Spring break?
Yeah, that's your March photo shoot. Oh, like you on the beach with her crying.
Just
salty sea air in the wind.
Yeah, with the waves crashing with my arm around her just being like,
it's just Ariel watching like
you.
Vanessa and Eric.
Yeah. It's not me, it's you.
Mm-hmm, I see you.
So yeah, there's eight million people.
That's too many anyway. Yeah. Eight, much less 8 billion. Eight is enough.
8 million people on the earth, and we can stop now.
Nick Cannon's production of Cheaper by the Dozen coming soon.
We can stop having kids.
okay, well, I'll stop trying.
What? Just stop trying.
We work at it. Those butt babies any day now. Like, I just feel like... We believe it's like Tinkerbell. Clap, it'll happen. No?
Well, here's a little miracle that I wanted to talk about that we made happen. Mm-hmm. We all have been exposed to the unleashing of the holidays, like that is Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Now, Mariah Carey went on her social media. By the way, she has a new Christmas special coming out.
Yes.
She's got
every time
another, there's bars now are saying you can only play All I Want for Christmas Is You one time.
That's rude.
I don't think so.
I think it's not Christian. I think it's against Jesus.
Okay, Candace Cameron.
Yes, correct. I want to start a whole network and Mm-mm. it's just Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Ugh. 5 minute short films. Mm-mm. No. Okay.
She went on her Instagram and she came after Dolly Parton. Now, I saw this and I was like, bitch did not. And Mariah Carey went on Instagram and said that Dolly Parton is the queen of everything, which I think is a big step because I think Mariah Carey wants to make it about her. You know, she also has two kids with Nick Cannon. So the 76-year-old singer, which I never knew why they do that, why they have to like say
the age of people
age.
For the story. Like, who cares? Yeah, it's the weirdest olden timey like newspaper like, thing.
I don't care that Dolly Parton's 76-year-old. I don't. She's not. She's I mean, timeless.
All the applause. Timeless to me.
She is. She said in an interview that I can't even read.
Doing great with reading.
She pointed out that Mariah was the queen of Christmas and not her, which I was like, what?
Yeah.
What in the Ebenezer Scrooge hell is happening? In Dolly's interview with Better Homes and Gardens in support of her upcoming holiday special, it was suggested that Dolly might be the new Queen of Christmas. However, she did not want that title. She is like the best person ever.
It's true.
She says, now, don't you say that I'm not going to compete with Mariah, Dolly told the outlet. I love her. You think of Christmas, you think of Mariah. I'm happy to be second in line to her. After seeing Dolly's quote, Mariah took to Twitter and said, Dolly, let's settle this one. You are the queen of everything, the queen of the world, the queen of Christmas, the queen of mine. Love you. I was like, what?
It was just a sweet love fest, but I love that your Dolly Parton was from like deep North Carolina, like approaching Nell territory.
Tay and Wham, Mr. Chicken
literally. but wait, did you see literally today? TMZ reported that Mariah had applied for a trademark for Queen of Christmas and it was denied.
As it should be.
Well, because you know who's the original Queen of Christmas?
Yes.
Lucy from Charlie Brown.
What?
The Peanuts Christmas special.
She's not Queen of Christmas.
She tries to get the Christmas Queen put into the whole like Jesus story. That's like the subplot of the entire Peanuts special. She's like, we even have a Christmas Queen.
I think that's like just like first gay Christmas icon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucy.
I don't think she...
The original gaslighter, the one that like sat in the therapist booth and said, pay me and I'll tell you what your problems are.
Mm-hmm.
She was inspirational.
But I mean, I feel like... I don't feel like Dolly's the... Queen of Christmas.
No.
I mean, she did do Christmas in the Square.
Yes. Glorious.
Which you have to watch. If you have not watched it, I'm sure it's on Netflix again for the holidays. I hope so.
Yeah, I would assume Peacock something.
And it is just Dolly Parton dressed up as a homeless woman, and her homeless chic is like, she looks like Grisabella from Cats.
Correct.
And like this, like what is that even called?
Pashmina,
it's like what Grisabella in Cats wears on Broadway. It's just like... What type of cat is that? A tabby?
I mean...
A long-haired?
Sure.
But she's got, like, her gloves with her cut-off knuckles, and she's got her krills that are freshly painted, and Dolly does that Christmas whisper. Christmas is a time for laugh and cheer. And you're like, give it to me now!
Correct.
Oh, it's so good, and it's just such a fun little family film.
My also favorite part is at one point, Dolly is in a cup holder as a little angel, and then she helps...
God.
A girl get pregnant.
She helps a girl get pregnant?
She helps Marilyn get pregnant in the whole movie. Wait. She like magical fairy dust that's like Tinkerbell and like, shh, oh, you're pregnant.
That's
surprise,
right.
You're pregnant.
Surprise, you're pregnant, which is not how that works.
I think that Dolly Parton should approve and deny all pregnancies. Maybe she should visit Nick Cannon.
I mean, I just need Dolly Parton in a cup holder. That's all I want. Can we make a little Dolly Parton, like you have those hula girls for your car?
Yes,
I would just love
a little
Dolly
like
Parton.
Dancing in your
that's
cup holder. Uh-huh.
That's all I want. So I'm kind of excited to see that Mariah Carey kind of has been like, you know what? I'll let you have this.
She's sharing the space.
She's sharing the spirit. She's sharing the season.
The true spirit of Christmas.
Is giving back. Okay. Now, I've held on to this story for so long, and we have just banked on it and banked on it. And then I thought, you know what? I have you here because I know that I think you know my fascination and love for the movie Titanic.
A little bit, yes.
I saw it 9 times in theaters. I honestly, if Die Hard can be a Christmas movie, Titanic can be a Christmas movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
I'm sticking to it.
Uh-huh. There's like festive decor.
There's iceberg kicking.
Just, sure. Uh-huh. There's There's ice. It's cold.
There's an old Christmas buggy that is
steamy.
Being used.
For the original OnlyFans.
There is costumes.
Always.
And there's Celine Dion.
Yeah.
It is a Christmas movie. I am sticking to it. Titanic is a Christmas movie.
You take that.
I am. I'm going to do it. But here's a story. I haven't even read this story because I wanted to like wait.
It's fresh and new together.
Well, yes. But
I was drunk the first time I saw Titanic.
It came out on Halloween night. But here we go. So divers have unearthed a 26-year-old mystery surrounding the Titanic shipwreck. Divers have found a, quote, quote, dense and thriving ecosystem just meters from where the Titanic debris was uncovered. Almost 30 years ago, P.H., a veteran pilot of the submersible Nautile and a renowned Titanic diver. Oh, God, what a great job.
That's your whole job. Renowned Titanic diver. Like, you don't do anything but dive to the Titanic at all times.
What else do you need?
They are still looking for that necklace.
God, discovered a puzzling object on sonar that was reading the area around the 1912 shipwreck. This guy then spent the better part of 2 decades thinking about the spot on the radar.
He spent 20 years thinking about on the radar. On my radar.
Hello.
20 years.
Yeah.
About a dot on a radar.
Bill Paxton.
Get a hobby.
Thought about that damn necklace for a long time.
Like 20 years. On a radar. Okay. You were saying.
So spending endless nights wondering if what he saw was a shipwreck or a geologic feature. However, on October 25th of this year, he unsolved the mystery, finally found its answer. He swam to the target and discovered that the object in question was, in fact, a volcanic reef. OceanGate Expedition's socialist...
Specialist. Doing great.
Oysen Fanning. What'd I say?
He's specialist? Related to Dakota and L. I think it's a cousin.
What did I say? Specialist?
There we go.
Yeah. I said specialist.
Okay.
Founded the research dive, and the foundation's scientific team supplied the analysis of the blip.
Not the blip.
What is this? Was that it? He just found a volcanic reef this whole time?
We waited 4 weeks for this.
I was going to say, you saved this from Halloween to read this story that like this man was obsessed with a dot on a screen for 20 years.
I was wanting...
And it was a reef.
More, okay? They found a natural abyssal deep sea reef of extraordinary biodiversity at 2,900 meters. We didn't know what we would discover. On the sonar, this could have been any number of things, including the potential of it being another shipwreck. Now, that would just be weird. You can't have shipwreck on shipwreck.
So wait, we waited since Halloween. Mm-hmm. He waited 20 years, and all of this was to discover that what they saw on the sonar was more ocean stuff.
We need more ocean stuff.
Like
we
a reef.
Ocean reefs.
Maybe that's where Ariel Sisters are. Like Aquata moved into that reef.
Did you see Adela? That whole thing about like the Disney Easter eggs, how they said that like the shipwreck in The Little Mermaid was Tarzan's parents.
The like deep dives.
I love those. Uh-huh,
and that they're somehow related to the Frozen family, like cousins or something.
Mm-hmm. I love Disney conspiracy theories.
Uh-huh.
Because they're real.
All of it, obviously, all of it. There's been like an 80-year plan.
So Tarzan is related to... Oh, that's what it was.
I thought it was. Tarzan's related to Anna and Elsa. Right.
Elsa's parents were Tarzan's parents because she was pregnant before they went on the boat.
Right.
And then
they ended up
crashing. Tarzan went to the island, who was brothers to Elsa and Anna, and Ariel discovered the shipwreck that was the Frozen shipwreck.
Sure, and then Tarzan went on down and he met Storm as a young, like, goddess of the...
Wait, what?
No, just mixing. Like, and then the X-Men got involved somehow,
too. No, we're not involving the Marvel universe.
Why not?
I know. But I like that idea of, a new volcanic reef.
That was... That was... Thank you.
What?
Like...
A new volcanic reef?
There are, like, lots. So what they found... What the moral of the story was that this man should have done something else for 20 years.
Oh.
They found a reef.
I know.
That was it.
I wish it would have been, like...
Fancy, interesting, anything...
I know, like a Billy Zane nude portrait.
But also, I enjoy that you, like, saved this for yourself.
The mic's not working. We need to acknowledge that he brought this up for the last 4 weeks.
Right. Like, we've been kicking this can down the road thinking, like, Celine Dion was popping out of the ocean.
You know what? People kick off winter differently, okay?
Okay, sure. Uh-huh.
Titanic pops up, I'm like, let's go. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I still believe that there was room on the door.
Waiting for the sequel. The first time I ever saw Titanic, I was hammered.
What?
Yeah.
You don't even drink.
It was in high school. I know, but I have on occasion through the years. So I went to high school in Singapore. And it was...
Did you have a Singapore sling?
I did not. Oh. Not for this particular day. We basically stopped at the equivalent of a Singapore 7-Eleven because we snuck out of school because the movie was out and in the trunk of a car because we had a compound that you had to like drive past a security guard. So three of us got in the trunk of the car while somebody who could drive drove us out. And then we went and got drinks. We went to the movie theater, middle of the day, Titanic. And I do not remember the second half of the movie from the first time I saw it because I had like...
You mean
basically,
where it sank?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what happened?
Spoiler alert.
How do we get to the end? I had the equivalent of like basically half of two wine coolers and was hammered.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
Bartles like, and James.
I'm a popular girl under the bleachers.
Good for you. Wow.
So the next time I was like, ooh, who knows? Let's see what happens at the end here.
Did you at least see Kate Winslet's nipple?
Maybe.
Okay. But you've seen it since then.
So many times, I feel like.
It's one of those movies.
Like, wasn't it in The Reader and...
The what?
I just feel like we've seen Kate a good bit of Kate Winslet a number of times in various prestige projects.
I know. You know what's crazy is that somebody put up you're getting old when you can remember the two VHS tapes for Titanic.
And it was important. Like,
oh. Uh-huh. I remember when I worked at Blockbuster.
Yes, it was a time.
And there was...
For those of you watching at home, Blockbuster used to be a place
I used to work at Blockbuster Video and like always got like the new releases.
Wow, what a difference.
I know. And I also got like, I think we got like five or 10 free rentals a week. But I remember putting the Titanic like videos up the night before.
The full wall.
I was like, this is going to be huge. And it was that big double case with the double movies that they paired together with a rubber band.
It was like an exciting thing, like going to the Blockbuster and there'd be like the wall and being like, there's one left,
hurry, and then waiting and being like, god damn it.
Or just like being like, has anyone returned?
Like,
them check the return slot.
You couldn't go home if you're like, what's being released on video this weekend? And
I don't think
like,
I knew you worked there.
Yeah.
Be kind, rewind.
Yeah. In San Antonio,
what
I worked at Blockbuster.
Blockbuster Video.
Hebner and, it was Hebner Road and...
Wasn't Huebner the love bug? No, Herbie. Oh,
God. Where did I live?
where did I live? In my mind.
It was like Huebner and...
In a gutter.
That's all I remember.
Great.
It was by an Albertsons.
It's fine.
Anyways, things that get sold at Albertsons. Here's something fun. Since you just got off a plane.
Uh-huh.
This story came up and I was like, I have to talk about this because it made the news. Flight attendants on airplanes apparently hate it when you order a Diet Coke. On the plane.
What?
Yeah.
Like, that's so aggressively specific.
It is.
What's the why?
I'm so glad you asked because
thanks.
The reason for this displeasure with the low-cal cola is that it takes too long to pour. According to Flight Attendant Blog, these gold wings. Pressure in the plane cabin affects all soda, but none so much as Diet Coke. As you may know, the aircraft cabin is not pressurized to sea level. Titanic.
Oh, but it's rather, all connected. It's a, happy winter.
But rather to the equivalent of about 7 or 8,000 feet. This means some passengers might feel a little lightheaded or that alcohol affects them almost twice as much as it would on the ground. It also means soft drinks foam up a lot more when poured out of a can. Who went under the pseudonym Jet.
Oh. Great magazine.
The worst culprit for this is Diet Coke. I literally have to sit and wait for the bubbles to fall before I can continue pouring. If all three passengers ask for Diet Coke, I'll often get them started, take another three drink orders, serve those, and then finish the Diet Cokes.
I mean, this struggle, now, you know, it is...
I get it.
It's basically like Jesus carrying the cross up the hill.
It really is.
It's equivalent, I feel.
It really is. You don't drink, and you always order a specific soft drink, and I
Which
thought,
one?
You order Coke, but I've done this before where I don't know your sodas, and I always thought you drank Diet Coke. And guys...
Y'all, 20 plus years. First of all, I drink Dr. Pepper. It is my beverage of choice. Yes. I'm from Waco, Texas. There's a Dr. Pepper museum there. It's important to my culture.
Yeah.
At bars, I order a Coke. 20 years of him going, you want a Diet Coke? No.
No, they don't have Dr. Pepper.
Right.
Yeah. They don't have Dr. Pepper, so he gets a Coke.
Uh-huh.
I have to say something.
Oh, gosh. Are we prepared? Wait, is it as difficult a subject as,
it
the,
is.
As the fizzy bubbles in the Diet Coke in the planes?
It is.
Uh-huh.
I hate Diet Coke.
You are correct.
I hate it so much.
Yes, it's a cult.
That flames on the side of my face.
Heaving breaths.
I cannot understand... why people drink Diet Coke.
And by, like, the bucket.
Like, by the bucket!
Diet Coke people are a cult. You know you are.
Do you know... Okay, I don't want me to put her on blast, but we went to school with this girl. I don't want to say her name, Amber. And we worked in the, like, co-op, like, during the shows. Like, we had to... Uh-huh. Like, we worked in, like, the props department
or something. Yeah.
And I remember one hot...
yes.
Hot August, September day... We got in her car to go drive around looking for props for some show. And I remember looking back in the backseat and there was a case of Diet Coke.
It's a commitment.
Sitting in the backseat of her car. And she grabbed one of the cans and opened it and drank it.
Wait, she drank a hot Diet Coke from the backseat in Texas in August, September-ish?
Yes.
That's horrifyingly disgusting.
And I looked at her and it's burned in my head to this day.
I mean, clearly.
Hot Diet Coke. I don't get it. I don't understand the taste of it. I don't think it's diet.
It's like, I haven't seen it on any of the recommended programs.
Yeah.
But also it feels like everybody who drinks Diet Coke drinks it like in the Sonic Route 44 size only.
It's always in like some gigantic.
You don't get a thimble or a medium. You get like 64 ounces or nothing.
You get a full like 82 ounce teacher mug.
Because it's diet.
It's just, ugh, I hate the taste of it. My boyfriend drinks it and I accept him.
Barely.
I love his truth.
Sometimes we have to accept these things about people. It's tough, but don't be cocist.
He'll be like, just grab me a Diet Coke. And I'm like,
your hand like trembling on her way.
I
went through all Coke diet. Drink it, snort it, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. I have done that where it's been the only soda available. And you know what?
I will eat the sand.
I remember we were in Dallas, Heather McDonald and I, this past couple weekends ago. And she had Perrier, Diet Coke, water, and that's it.
No.
And I was like, I want like a sugar or something. And I grabbed the Diet Coke and was like, maybe today will be different. And it was not.
I've never understood Perrier because it's because growing up, like being sort of scraping to call ourselves lower middle class, like the fancy bubbly water in the green glass. I was like, what's happening in my mouth right now?
Oh, I love Perrier. Not like, well, this has just become
I was
just
gonna say,
two gay men talking about
talking
Perrier.
Talking beverages. Riveting content.
I know.
We're doing great.
Well,
Sorry, Diet Coke Hive. I realize that you're like aggressive and intense, but like, you know, it's true.
It's true. And you know what? Dr. Pepper for life. Sorry. That's
saying.
My soda.
It's who I am. That's Have you seen the little reel of the little old lady who's like, I drink two Dr. Peppers a day.
Is she like 109 or
yeah,
something?
Like, yes.
Yeah. Old people,
hundreds of people sent it to me. I was like, at least my brand is strong.
Yeah. Old people right now, we talked about the 100-year-old whose daughter took him to a strip club in Texas.
Yes, live your life.
Live your life. There was also a 103-year-old woman. They were like, what's the secret to longevity? And she was like, tequila.
And I'm like, yes. And you were like, I feel seen.
I love an old person just being like, what's the secret to life? And they're like, porn, cigarettes, and whiskey. And you're like, that's the whole time.
Also, because they're like in the I don't give a fuck era of life anyway.
Yeah.
But you know what? They just want to look at the camera and be like, don't die.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what do you mean secret?
Have you seen the
rats of Nim over here.
Have you seen the old lady where... she's like 100-something years old and she has like, you know, they put like 100-something candles in her cake and it's just full on bonfire. And they're like, make a wish, grandma. And she like blows it out and they're like, what'd you wish for? And she looks at everyone. She goes, to not be here.
I mean, I feel, yes, yes. Also, I don't want to be that person. Like all the terrible things I do are to like cut off those years at the end that are useless. I don't want to be Clint Eastwood on a porch, you know, pants up to my nipples, you know, yelling weirdly racist things at people. I just want to be gone. You
know why? A little bit.
You know why? What? Die before your friends. Cause otherwise who's going to talk at the funeral? Like if you're last, it's like the lady from the rest home that like helps wipe your butt after you poop in the pan.
God.
Liz like speaking like, well, he was sort of nice at the end, that old queen. You know, like I want to die before all y'all. So you have to say things.
Oh,
I have a list of people not allowed to speak at my funeral.
Who?
You.
What?
What? No.
Am I not allowed to speak at your funeral?
There's like three people in my life that I'm like, here's the thing. I don't want anybody doing a tight 10 at my funeral. Like, at least my funeral should be about me. I don't want anybody to get up and be like, oh, I remember when I met Emerson and then doing 20 minutes of a hilarious story about you.
Okay, well, I won't speak at
your
funeral.
I want you to sing.
No.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know what, but we'll work on it.
No.
Workshopping it. I'm kidding. Of course you can speak at my funeral, but I want to die first so everybody has to be there.
Well?
It's happening tomorrow.
No.
This is actually the day.
I will say that I will cut my speech down. However, I do have some, what are they called?
Wait, are you like senior gifts or whatever? Like the things?
No,
like,
I'm saying like I want to like negotiate.
Oh, perfect. We're going to negotiate the contract. Yeah.
I have to wear red.
Obviously.
And fog.
Yes. We're going to have a dry ice machine. We will have an entrance.
Like a late entrance, fog.
Do you all see? Like everyone in my life is a lot. My funeral would become about everyone else's talent show.
Yes. Yeah, I think that would be great.
Or I'll die last and control everyone's ceremonies.
Oh, just throw me in the wind and I hope I smack you back in the face. No,
that would be you. Like, oh, we all got Justin in our face, like a little bit
finally,
in the mouth.
And I will always be in your face. Now, here's two old queens talking
right
about something other than Perrier and funerals. Freddie Mercury read Elton John to absolute filth backstage at Rite Aid.
Stop it. Stop it. No, now I need like Freddie Mercury and Elton John like screaming at each other at the Rite Aid.
Live
like
Aid.
Like standing in front of the incontinent section. Like, you bitch.
Not Rite Aid. Uh-huh. Okay. This story is kind of amazing. If we could scroll down on this one, John.
But
this
also, this clearly can only be from Elton John's side here.
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess so, probably. So it's been 36 years to the day.
To the day.
Very Sanderson sisters.
Uh-huh.
Since Freddie Mercury stole the show at Live Aid and read Elton John to filth while he was at it. Queen's Live Aid set, once voted the greatest rock concert ever, cemented Mercury's reputation as one of the most formidable showmen in the world. But it also served as a showcase for one of his other talents, his startling wit.
Oh, mm-hmm.
In 2019, Elton John shared his favorite memory of his friend in an interview where his other celebrity pals asked him questions to The Guardian, reflecting on an exchange that they had backstage at Live Aid, which took place on the 13th of July, 1985. He said, I had a huge area that I kind of decorated. I made sure there were seats for everyone so that people who were playing could sit down and have a natter.
Uh-huh,
what's
sure.
a natter?
I don't know. I feel like, is that British for like rest?
Or drugs?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Freddie came over after Queen had stolen the show. I said, Freddie, nobody should go on after you. You were magnificent. He said, you're absolutely right, darling. We were. We killed them. He was so excited. Where did you get that absolutely awful hat? Then he said, you, on the other hand, dear, you looked like the fucking Queen Mother when you were on stage. Where did you get that awful hat? Okay. John wasn't offended by the exchange, but said the comment was very Freddy. Okay. I don't think that was necessarily a read.
I mean, it's like a sweet read.
He was hilarious, even when he was dying.
Stop.
That's the read.
He was hilarious, even when he was dying. Comedy gold. No coward. Move over.
He was exactly the same. He was lying in bed, too weak to stand because he had AIDS.
Losing his sight.
Going, have you heard Mrs. Bowie's new album, darling? What does she think she's doing? I always had the best time with him. Elton John also spoke about Freddie Mercury when asked by Billie Jean King if he would ever create a championship song that would become a sports anthem. Billie Jean has always gone on about "We Will Rock You" and "We Are the Champions" by Queen being the ultimate sports songs, John said. I couldn't ask Bernie to sit down and write a lyric like that. He's not that kind of writer. To be honest, "We Are the Champions" can't be beaten. It's so good at what it does. Only sport can use it. Queen had that market sewn up, which was hysterical because Freddie Mercury hated sport.
Relatable.
Sport.
All of them, but singular.
He knew nothing about it at all. If you'd mention Arsenal to Freddie, he'd had thought it was something to do with gay sex.
Wait, is it not?
Arsenal?
Arsenal.
It sounds like a popper.
Uh-huh. That would be a great popper brand. Mm-hmm. Just a little Arsenal. What's in your arsenal? Well, this man that I met this afternoon.
Yes, I love that everyone's like, oh my God, he read him to filth. I know the read was on his deathbed. I think that's what he said. He was so gross and
weak. I loved him so much. He was blind, couldn't stand, bless his heart, but it was still funny.
Covered in lesions.
Be like, horrifying. He just looked awful, but I loved him dearly. This like Joan Crawford and Betty Davis scene that he wrote between Elton John and
this is the Ryan Murphy feud I want.
Ugh.
Even if they were just friends, just give them like
stop. The title is Nemesissies
or Arsenal.
Sure.
American, what the fuck's it called?
American Horror Story?
American Horror Story, Arsenal.
Wait, American Horror Story, Britain.
Britain. I do love it, though.
I wish that you had done it all in the like accent of Rami Malek's teeth, though.
But these are like, I love a good gay feud.
Yeah. I mean, but this is like basic at best. This isn't like Truman Capote, Tennessee Williams. This is like harmless fun. He's like, darling, what's that hat?
It's very Patsy and Eddie from Mad Fab.
Honestly, we're all just like imitating some woman that we once liked.
True.
An olden timey broad.
An olden timey.
Why don't you come up and fuck me in the arsenal sometime?
Gilded queen.
Gilded queen.
I love that.
Just means old.
Yeah.
Just old. That's the golden ghouls of us all.
Ugh. Golden Ghouls. That's mm-hmm. a good show I'd watch. All right. Now, let's get into some Thanksgiving.
I drew you a hand turkey. Right here.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm sure Blake's parents have a new house.
Oh, yes.
They moved from his childhood home. So this is the first holiday season. At their new house. So it'll be like the first adventures, which mm-hmm. is fun. I've never gone home for Thanksgiving.
I haven't either.
It's because I've been poor my whole life as a grown-up, basically. Do you have this, though? Like, every year my parents are like, are you coming for Thanksgiving?
Poor. I am not.
I am poor. Proudly poor. Every year. Uh-huh. I've been in L.A. 17 years, and every year my parents, are you coming for Thanksgiving? No, I never have. I've never. Not
That's
once.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you either get one holiday.
Right.
You have two holidays back to back. Three if you're counting New Year's.
I mean, it was terrible planning on the colonizers' part, but Thanksgiving and Christmas so close together.
Guys, if you're going to colonize, can you like make it convenient?
Like if you're going to celebrate stealing all the people's land,
just like
could you do it back in March when there's like nothing but spring break for the calendar?
Think about the future and like airplanes and stuff. It's really expensive and just so tiresome.
For all the gays who ran away from their homes.
God, I know.
It's really inconvenient.
You get one holiday. It's either Christmas or Thanksgiving. You're not getting both. And there's people who do both.
I mean, yay if you can. But it's like, you just live at the airport.
Ugh.
And then turn around. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I think we're just doing like brunch and we're doing.
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to do like.
It's a liquid.
No, not liquid.
Liquid thanks.
It is.
Quiches.
Quiches and. We're going to watch the parade and then watch the dog show. Uh-huh. And then I think we're going to, his friend has like some penthouse or something. And we're going to go do like a Thanksgiving dinner there.
Do you remember the year we were doing a Friendsgiving?
Where?
When Blake lived in the Silver Lake house. And it was like very small and intimate, just a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And you called like an hour before and you were like, I met this girl at the Comedy Store last night. Can she come to Thanksgiving?
Who?
I don't remember who
she was.
I don't remember
that at all.
I said, no. And you were like, what? And I was like, no, you can't bring some random girl to Thanksgiving. And you were like, but she doesn't have anywhere to go. And I was like, I don't know her.
That is,
and I'm not as nice as
look
you.
Look at me. I am helping.
You were. You were being, you like, you collect like that, the girls that make that sound so well. Ah, you know, like that sort of sound. And it was clearly one of those. And you were like, no, we were having a great time last night. We were in Venice. Da-da-da. Can she come to Thanksgiving? And I was like, I don't know her. No. You, what? No.
Did I bring her?
No.
I left her.
Yeah.
I wonder what that story was like.
I was like, blame it on me. Like your bitch ass friend said no. But I was like, there's like five people here.
Oh.
It's not a like plus ones. What? But like.
Oh, right. I remember who that was.
Oh, no.
She died. No, she didn't. I don't remember who it was.
For all of you listening at home, I have a church Kegel problem. If a sentence ends not where it's supposed to, I'm going to laugh, even if it's about someone dying. Because the best version of this story, do you remember this? When we were watching the very first episode of The People's Couch, when Blake lived with Allison in the Valley, we were all there sitting. We'd been like drinking and laughing and having a good time. Blake disappeared into the kitchen for a long time. It was very early in us dating for like 45 minutes. And then he came back in and he goes, I'm so sorry. I was gone for so long. We just found out my friend died on the way to brunch.
Who? I don't remember this.
And I lost it. Like 10 minutes, like just done. Because that's not the end of that sentence, right? My friend died on the way to job, on the freeway, whatever. My friend died on the way to brunch. Like brunch is a catastrophe. Like it's dangerous. Brunching is dangerous. That was like that. That girl didn't die, right? This Thanksgiving girl?
Who? No, 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 no. Okay, I don't even remember who that was.
Stephanie.
Was that
I just made up something.
Oh, right. Stephanie. Yeah, that was totally
you're
her.
Like, you're so nice. You just sort of like collect people along the way.
I've stopped. I've definitely stopped since I've gotten older. I'm just like, you know what?
it's hard to collect people with our walkers with the tennis balls.
I don't know. Like, it was just, I think like Thanksgiving, like I definitely, a couple Thanksgivings went and volunteered at the Laugh Factory for
yes,
a couple of
absolutely.
Those and did those for the, you know, less fortunate. It was just, it just makes me feel good. And it makes me feel like, you know, I'm giving back. And it just kind of like, breaks my heart a little bit. I think I've had a couple Thanksgivings where I just didn't. I think last. No.
I mean, we've done
what
a bunch.
Year is it? 2022.
The year of our Lord, 2022.
I want to say 2021. I didn't do anything. I think I just.
I don't even remember.
Or 2020 or one of those. There was one year where I was like, wow, I didn't do anything for Thanksgiving. No turkey, nothing. And I was okay. I just like stayed at home and like drank.
Yeah.
Wine. It was in my COVID boxed wine phase.
I mean, that's fair. Like, Franzia is your friend at
not
Thanksgiving.
Franzia. Uh-huh. Trader Joe's.
Pull the bag. Oh, the box
Trader
wine.
Joe's,
the fancy box
Cabernet.
Wine. What's your Thanksgiving foods? Also, who came up with stuffing? Who was the first person that said, you know what we need to do with that giant bird is like fist it with spices and stuff?
Yeah. Definitely someone with like bestiality
just
problems.
Like, you know, they tried to fuck it first, right?
No, they did not.
Probably.
No.
Giblets.
Oh, no.
Gravy. Know what the worst thing is at Thanksgiving?
I'm trying to think what my, I mean, I definitely like turkey, but I only have like one serving of turkey.
Yeah.
I don't do.
I'm all about sides. Give me the starch.
Yeah. You eat like a bird. You eat like corn and
no,
like
I don't
mac.
Do corn.
Mac and cheese.
Got, yes, mac and cheese.
You
mashed
eat the
potatoes,
corn?
Cream and casserole. No.
Why?
Literally eating corn is a waste of time. It comes out the same way it went in.
That's
what
true.
Is the point?
That's true. But I mean, like, I'll do like a casserole. I'm really trying to get into inventive casseroles this
Stop
year.
Stop it. Inventive casseroles?
Yeah.
You truly are just turning into a southern lady at a retirement center. I'm doing inventive casseroles this year, y'all,
well,
from the Paula Deen School.
I feel like...
What is an inventive casserole?
Just like I've...
Describe
I'm
one.
Following a lot, like ever since I've been on TikTok and Instagram, like people are like, hey... You can put these ingredients, not like mustard and watermelon. I'm not going to do that.
Not the people that like throw everything on the counter and mix it around and then put it in a...
But if they're like, oh, like here's like this kind of a... Like, okay, for instance, I saw a pie.
Okay, we're doing great.
This is how the story starts.
I'm going to see how pie gets to inventive casserole. Continue.
I saw a pie. Well, it's not a casserole, it's a pie.
Okay.
But it was a chocolate crust.
Sure.
And then it was a clear pie...
How is the chocolate pie clear?
It's just the chocolate crust, and then there's a gelatin that has a flavor to it. I don't even know what the flavor was. It was a flavored pie.
Horse hoof.
But it's clear jello, and then they freeze it, and then, it's a peppermint chocolate. Peppermint chocolate.
Okay.
That's holiday.
But with like a gelatin bottom so that it's see-through.
What did you call me?
Well, you know, if it jiggles, you are a gelatin bottom.
It was a chocolate crust. Uh-huh. So the bottom is the chocolate crust. And then they fill it with a peppermint pie filling,
yeah,
which is clear. And then when they freeze it, they bring it out of the fridge and then they put like peppermint crumbles around the crust.
Yeah.
And then when you cut it, it's like a clear pie and it's peppermint. And I was like, I could do that.
Okay. I'm here for it.
That's an inventive
pie.
But like an inventive pie. Casserole uh-huh. is like, take your traditional green bean onion casserole, which
yeah.
I love.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's always that one Thanksgiving where 9 people bring that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, good. Another fucking green bean casserole.
I mean, I do love it. But
I do too.
Inventive casserole is like that trifle from Friends. You know, it's like, oh, you put in the peas and then you put some Fritos on and then you pour some chili across the top.
Give
and
it
then
to
you,
me. That's
a little bit of basil.
That's like, a Tex-Mex casserole.
It's like a drunk person went into their pantry and just went, these things. And
exactly.
then it's baked for $3.50 for 30 minutes.
But then they like give it a clever name like cowboy trash. And you're like, oh, uh-huh. did you see that Donna brought the cowboy trash you casserole?
Know, I'll be honest. I did not trust it, but I just got in there and dipped and dipped and dipped. Yeah. It goes great on those ruffles. The original. Don't yeah. use flavor. The sour cream and onion will ruin it.
It had tuna fish, uh-huh. Takis,
uh-huh.
I think some olives, sour cream.
And a little bit of sadness.
Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah, way to go, Donna. Donna,
Aunt Glenn's.
Yeah, yeah. Cowboy trash. There's always like that weird like dish where you're just like, what is this?
And it's always a woman who's way too excited to be there, right? And she walks in and she's like, I brought my cowboy trash.
Yeah.
And like everyone's like, yay.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone's like, oh my God, Donna's here.
Oh
and
my God.
She's like, you guys. And then she like looks over everyone's shoulder. She's like, are you going to get some?
Did you taste it?
Are you going to try it?
And then you take it and you like swirl the spoon around in the dish just to make it look like somebody took some and you smush it up real hard against the side. And you're like, Donna, that was so great.
I knew you'd like it. But I knew it.
Do you need this dish back? Yes, I do. It's yes. my good Pyrex.
Yes, you have to take the dish and then bring back the pan.
It's an excuse for me to come back. I'll see you on Thursday.
Oh my God. But like, is there a dish? Is there a Thanksgiving side that you're like, no?
Cranberries.
Oh, really?
Yes. That I don't care whether it's from the can or like why, what? No. Mm-mm. That weird like gelatinous flop
oh, no,
out
I
of
don't
the
like
can.
That. No.
Like it makes that
yeah.
sound as you like, mm-mm, no, yeah. that's not right.
Anything with marshmallows.
Marshmallows and sweet potatoes, though, that's great. Mm. Do you remember the year I tried to make a sweet potato casserole and it was more like a sweet potato soup?
Who made that?
Me.
When did you do that?
It was
that?
The same Friendsgiving of like a Stephanie not being invited.
And you made a Thanksgiving soup?
I tried
soup?
To make my grandmother's like sweet potato with like, and I don't know what I did, but it was the soup. It was
See?
An inventive soup.
I was an inventive pie person.
From the beginning.
Because, oh my God, this makes so much sense.
Okay.
My mom used to make a thing called dump cake.
Dump with a P or dumb with a B?
It was called dump with a P.
Dump cake. Uh-huh.
And there's a woman who like made a book.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, y'all, come on down. I made dump cakes. And uh-huh. I was like, oh my God, I'm not crazy. Because I remember years ago with Vince, it would be like, hey, I'm going to make this dump cake. And he was like, that's garbage.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you pooped in a pie.
It really, and it looked like that too. But like, it was a, I'm trying to remember what it was. It was cake batter.
Sure. Well, clearly it's
cherry filling and uh-huh. like a can of pineapple uh-huh. chunks.
Yes.
And you just like throw it in the oven
oh,
and
yeah.
it did not look good. It tastes so good though. When my mom made it, it was so good, but it was also trash.
Yes. Well, Dell, literally one of his plays has a dish called Cherry Dump Delight.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very, it's very Steel Magnolia's cuppa, cuppa, cuppa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bring over your dump cake. It's you just dump this, and cook it for $3.50 till golden brown.
I know. And like, I would come home from school and watch Tiny Toons and eat dump cake. And that was my life.
That the stories of sadness. I don't think you're going to end up on Candace Cameron Bure's Inspirational Christian Movie Network with that story.
Tiny Toons, Power Rangers, and all that after school.
Uh-huh.
My dump cake.
Uh-huh.
I stick with it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's see. We got time for a couple more stories.
Wait. You know who the worst person is at Thanksgiving?
Who?
That person who says, why don't we all go around
and
say
what
we're
thankful
for? You know what I'm thankful for? Not having friends who do that. Like, that's like a number one way to be never invited again. Shut up. Because the person who says it always just wants you to say them. That's what.
I'm happy for my amazing friends like you.
Thank you for hosting this wonderful gathering.
You have really gone out of your way with your CB2 decor to really make us feel welcome.
In the immortal words of Wicked, because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
Oh my God, I have a story.
Tell it. This like wandery.
I have a story before we leave. Okay, so you know Facebook memories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It remembers because we can't.
They come out of the woodwork. Like I had one from like 12, it was like 2013 that popped up today. It was me, Fortune Feimster, Matt Edgar, Francisco Ramos, and Byron Bowers, and we all did La Jolla together. And I was like, wow, that was 2013. And then I got a memory from 2012, the previous year, that I said, oh my God, New York is just a bunch of like wannabe Broadway singers singing to Wicked.
I mean,
that was the year.
I know.
I went out to New York.
You did. Was that the first time you'd ever been or the second?
I honestly don't know.
I thought it was the first time. Like, it was your very first trip to New York was this boy with the problem.
I met this boy at a bar, and we fell in love.
It was Taylor's oldest time.
Yeah, and we became like pen pals. This was before
Stop it. Pen pals. Writing like carrier pigeon messages and sending it off.
We had a phone. We could text, but we couldn't FaceTime. It was before FaceTime.
Right.
And so like
pen pals.
Some time had passed and he was like, well, I'm going to get us a ticket out here to New York City. I want you to come and see me. And I was like, okay, cool. And so I got to New York City, the big city, and he was staying in the financial district and he had a really cute apartment, but it was like something was off. He had like a trench coat on the wall.
Yes.
Which I was like, why is that trench coat on the wall? And he was like, oh, I stole that from Lea Michele when she was doing Les Mis.
I did not remember this part. He stole a child's trench coat.
He stole Lea Michele's trench coat.
Right, but she was a child.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
She was playing Ebony, the little kid with the tiny trench coat, wasn't she?
So red flag number one, you stole a trench coat and nailed it to your wall. And I'm looking around, I'm like, there's a lot of Broadway shit here. And I'm kind of like, okay, I can do this.
Well, being such a big fan of musicals, obviously.
I can take a musical, it's just like this particular person. And so we went to like a show of his. I had a show, I think, at like Gotham or Caroline's or both. I need to get back out there. And he's like singing and it's just like a lot.
At everywhere.
And then it was like, I got us tickets to go see Wicked. And I was like, oh, I've never seen it. Okay, cool. So we go sit in Wicked and we're sitting there and like front and center. Great seats.
Yeah.
Expensive seats.
Yes.
He's singing the entire goddamn show with the cast.
Out
to
loud.
Where one of the flying monkeys hushes him.
That's dark.
Hushed by a monkey.
Right.
On NBC this fall, starring Della Reese and Roma Downey.
Like long before Patti LuPone dropped out of Equity and started yelling at people from the stage, he got yelled at by a flying monkey.
Hushed by a monkey. Mm-hmm. Which will not be on the Great American Network, Christmas, whatever. And I'm mortified. And so he starts like singing everything. And also I forgot to mention that when I got to the airport, he picked me up and he did not look like how I remembered him.
Vaguely catfishy. Catfish.
Like I was like,
coming to Justin's life.
What? You're not him.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, sorry. Like I look a little different now. And I was like, I don't like this. It was also dark and I was a little boozy. So
I was going to say, was it his photo? Was it your memory?
It was both.
The carrier pigeon messages.
I was like, and I remember that was right around Thanksgiving because I remember calling my friend Rachel and being like, I have to get out of here. I think I might have called you too. I was like, what do I do?
Yes.
I have to get out of here. Like, this is not good.
Also like the like attempts at romantics.
It was not happening.
Terrible. Yeah.
We had to like share a bed. I didn't want anything to do with him because I was like,
you made a pillow fort.
You're crazy.
Right.
And like,
I'm staring at Lea Michele's trench coat and does not an erection bring.
And then he was like, I got us tickets to Wicked. And I was like, you ruined the whole thing. And I was like, ugh, gross. So I checked to see what he was up to.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked Facebook and it said he died.
Stop. I was going to say it. Is that actually true? Did he actually die? Is it a real death?
Real death. There is a memorial like page set up for him. And I was like,
are you going to make a pilgrimage?
No.
One short day.
No.
In the Emerald City.
No. I'm not doing that.
I want you to go and sing for good.
No.
His honor.
No, and I think it's awful, of course, but that's what happens. I mean, this was like 11 years ago.
Wait, that's what happens. He took me to Wicked and sang along, and then he died. That's what happens.
No, this was like back in like 2011 or 2012.
Pen
and
pals.
Like, I was like, I haven't heard or seen from him. And I was like, oh, what are he's up to? Good old Facebook memory. Oh, no.
In the arms.
I know. So.
Well, that's great.
Is that too dark? We can't end on that.
No, we can't. Well, but think about how many people in the olden timey days did get legit catfished when you had an actual pen pal, like in the Victorian era, when it was like, oh, someone has an eligible daughter and they wrote letters.
The Victorian era? What are you talking about? It was called gay.com.
It was great. I got fired from a temp job for chatting on gay.com.
Really?
Yeah, they said I was looking at porn and I was like, no, it's just homosexuals.
Well.
No, this was before. It was back when it took like 5 minutes for like one picture to download. I had a temp job.
Oh, do you remember when you couldn't download pictures where it was like, I love how this has just turned into old gays talking about like.
It's fine. We're going to end this with Morse code.
Yeah. No, it was honestly, no, you get on there and like find local people in your area before Grindr, before Scruff, before all the apps. And it was
go to
like
gay.com,
go to gay.com,
Central Texas,
Central Texas. And you'd get on there and it'd be like stats.
Uh-huh.
You ask people their stats.
ASL. Mm-hmm.
Age, sex, language?
I think it was length.
I was like, no, English.
I got caught in the Baylor library chatting on gay.com.
Yep.
Like fully by the security guard walking around. She asked me for my ID number, like to report this secret homosexual. I like fully just lied and made up a random social security number and like ran out of the library and never went back for 2.5 more years at Baylor.
Wow. The fear of God.
And I had like 4 windows open. It wasn't like, oh, you can pop one thing up. I'm like chatting with 4 different dudes. Who knows where they are, what the age, like nothing. Just like, oh, hey, no, I'm in Waco, blah, blah, blah. And like this security guard over my shoulder. What are you doing?
My penis.
I'm going to hell. I'm sorry. Ran.
Candace Cameron. I remember there was a fun one where I had this like guy in a pickup truck, like he was like, I'm in a fraternity and I'm on the DL. And I was like, oh my God, me too. And
that wasn't the one who leaned over the hood of his truck, was it?
What?
No, never mind. Someone else. What? Good
Wait,
story.
What? Are you being serious?
Yeah. Somebody at Baylor. I just forget whose story that was.
No, that was not me.
Okay, great.
I was a lady.
Of course
Continue
you were.
Always to be this day.
A Southern belle with a fainting couch. We got a chaise at all times.
No, mine was this guy pulled up in a white pickup truck, like hot and...
That was enough.
So I had like come out like my senior year or whatever. And like my roommates at the time were in the apartment and like, he was like, I don't want anyone to know. I was like, oh, that's fine. I'm cool. You know, whatever. No one cares. And he walked in and he saw my roommates and he ran out the door screaming. And I was like, oh, well, this didn't go well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, and then I tried to call him on the number that he gave me that I had spoken to many a time.
And it was like a Domino's or a La Quinta.
No, he's like, you got the wrong number.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. You're he's like, probably married with kids like, now.
I just saw you.
I know.
You were just here.
There was a guy that I have on Facebook, like, back in like I like hooked up with him in his car and he like follows me and all this stuff and I'm like, oh, it's got a wife and kids now. Good.
Some people
him.
Were just experimenting. Mm-hmm. Not everyone was on the same journey to being semi-professional homosexuals.
Thank you so much.
That's what we do here, and I am thankful for that. And you
and I'm thankful for you as well, and it was so wonderful having you on here. Tell everyone where to follow you. Besides
I live
a bathroom stall.
And be like, honestly, I'm really getting into real world following. Like, I want you to show up and start like a Pied Piper parade. You know, like forget online. Twitter's a dumpster fire. At Emerson Collins on Instagram. At actually Emerson on Twitter. I'm staying till the building closes. It's hilarious to me.
What? Twitter?
Yeah, like I'm staying till the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why not?
I'm just never on it anymore.
Yeah,
but
that's because you have like grown-up jobs. And
I do.
Shows
I do.
And things
oh, wait,
to do.
Oh, wait. I have to say this before I go. It's Thanksgiving, and that means tomorrow is Black Friday. I have teamed up with Cozy Earth again for the holidays. Tomorrow is Black Friday, and get your holiday shopping ready to go by using my promo code Justin40 on CozyEarth.com. It's Oprah's favorite thing for 4 years in a row. I literally live for them. I have the bedding, the sheets, the towels. I travel in them all the time, and they're amazing joggers. They have a new hoodie out with a zip down feature. I highly recommend it. You guys have been loving it and DMing me. So now get on board, use promo code Justin40 to get 40% off your final purchase at CozyEarth.com.
I do want to say before we go,
okay,
because it is Thanksgiving, to be half serious for half a second.
What?
I am incredibly thankful for you.
Gross,
in my life,
get out.
And as a friend, it's amazing for the Comedy Store and your podcast, and your fans are fantastic. And I love this little world that you are building here.
It is fun.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having me in it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Was that gross? Was that too much?
It was a little gross, but
shake
I'll take it,
off.
It. It's fine. I appreciate you and I value our friendship and I'm thankful for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be safe.
Sure.
Eat a lot. And please don't trample anyone in a Marshalls.
At least make it a TJ Maxx.
Yeah, do like a place that matters.
Aim
like,
high.
Like a Nordstrom Rack.
Yes, Saks right. off Fifth.
We'll see you next time on Just Saying with Justin Martindale. Goodbye.